This year has been dedicated L'chavad HaRav Akiva V'dina Westreich V'yalidei Beisam Yehi Ratzon Sheyizku L'Toyra U'L'Hatzlacha V'Nachas L'Oirach Yomim V'Shanim Toivim V'Noyim.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Daf Samach Gimel. And Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara has a braisa that says as follows. Tonu Rabbanon, we learned in a braisa, Loichim Beim in Oivdek Yechavim Bechol Mokoyim. You're allowed to buy eggs from a goy wherever you are. You're not worried that the egg came from a bird that was a nevela. That was, in other words, it was shechted, but the shechita was not good. Or that it died without any shechita. You're also not worried that the egg came from an animal that was from a bird that was a trefa. So this we'll see soon. The Dilma Daif Tame, if you're acting in Mara, the Dilma Daif Tame, then maybe the egg comes from a bird that's a non-kosher bird. It's talking about that the Goy said that this egg was born from a specific kosher bird, and in such a case, it's kosher, you're allowed to buy it from the Goy and eat the egg. So the Gemara goes through a whole discussion. One of the things the Gemara says that we have, we're taught. The Gemara later on, Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, says that the Braisa tells us that our simonim, which bayis are kosher. All bayis that are kosher, all bayis, all eggs that come from kosher birds are narrow on one side and wide on the other side. And also, the yolk is inside the white part of the egg. And all eggs that are kosher have these two signs, and that's the kind of birds. The kind of birds that are kosher have these, produce these kind of eggs. These kind of eggs. So the Gemara asks, so why do I need that the goy should tell the yid that this egg came from a specific kosher bird? Let it be sufficient to just check the egg. If the egg is narrow on one side, wider on the other side, and also yolk on the inside, wide on the outside, then you know it's kosher. And the Gemara says, no, the answer is because simanim lav d'oraisa, these simanim, it happens to be true that kosher eggs are like this, but that's not a good enough proof that, since simanim not d'oraisa, so therefore it's not good enough proof that that it's a kosher egg by just looking at these simanim, at these signs. In any case, the Gemara over here, and the Gemara continues throughout the whole Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, discusses this is the main sugi in Shas that discusses the laws of kashrus of eggs. And this brings us to this year, and Be'ezeh Hashem the next year, that will discuss the halachos that pertain to the kashrus of eggs. To begin, there's a sugi in Bechayris that tells us, Haba min ha-tor, it's a Mishnah, Haba min ha-tor, tor, Haba min ha-tomei, tomei, ha-yoytze, ha-yoytze min ha-tor, tor, ha-yoytze min ha-tomei, tomei, something that is derived, that's a born, something that's coming out of a kosher being, is kosher. Something that's a derivative of a treifa being is treif, and therefore, that's the explanation of the beginning of this braisa, that if the egg was laid by a bird that was a trefa, even if it's a chicken is a kosher bird, but if that chicken happened to have been treif, in other words, it had a problem with its lung, a hole in the lung, or some other problem, health issue that rendered it a trefa, the egg that's laid from it would be treif, would be non-kosher to eat. And so too, if it was found in the stomach, well, there it's not the derivative so much, if it was found in the stomach of a chicken that was not shechted, it would be treif. even though it's the same egg that is from made by a chicken, was produced by a chicken. It's insufficient to have that it's a chicken egg. The idea is the halachas of eggs are following the sugya in Bechairis, that whatever is a derivative of a kosher being is kosher. What's a derivative of a treif being is treif. And therefore, for an egg to be kosher, it has to be laid by a kosher type of bird, A, and not only a kosher type of bird, but that that bird is actually kosher. In other words, that the bird was either shechted or that it was alive and not treifa. It has to be kosher. Nevertheless, like the beginning of this braisa says, you don't have to worry if you find a plain egg and you don't know that the egg was a treifa or not a treifa. It's assumed that it was not a treifa, because most are not treifas, and it also could be assumed that it was not born from any vela. For that, we did not need any nemonis, we just assumed that a stam egg is like that. Now, the Gemara does say that if you buy an egg from a goy, so you have to, the goy has to tell you that it's from such and such specific bird, which is a kosher bird. Now, the poskim, which is based on Rishayim already, say that when it comes to chicken eggs, if you buy chicken eggs, you can buy them from anybody, even from a goy, and you don't have to be worried that they are treifa eggs, because the treifa eggs, in other words, that are born from laid by treifa birds, are not shchiach. It's a common thing, standard, even by goyim today, it's the same thing. Standard eggs are chicken eggs. And those are the eggs, those are the regular standard eggs, and therefore, eggs sold as chicken eggs, you can assume that they are chicken eggs. And this is actually great help for us, that perhaps in today's day, more than all days, we almost everything has to have a hechsher. How many things where we can count on our fingers, if we need maybe our toes, the amount of types of things that we foods that we can buy without a hechsher. We can buy fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, and even then, sometimes, you know, you have to be worried it can come from Eretz Yisrael, and you have to, then it could have Trumas and Maaseiros issues, or Shavuos issues. Then even some vegetables could be from Eretz Yisrael. If it's fruit, sometimes it could have oral issues. And here, eggs is something, a very basic staple of protein. Somebody could go to the store, wherever they are, anywhere in the world, and buy standard eggs, which are sold as chicken eggs, and they do not need a hechsher. So that is the first topic. The second topic, which the Gemara gets into on Tanach Daf and Amud Beis, and that is the issue of the blood spots in eggs. So we'll discuss part of this discussion this year, and Ezra Hashem, continue more in next year. The Mechaber, there's a halacha that, as you'll see on Tzamach Dalet Amud Beis, that if an egg has a blood spot, the blood could that little bit of blood, it could be awesome in Atayra. If it's found, if the blood is in a specific place. Now, the Mechaber, there's a Mechalek, is Mechaber and Rimo and Shulchan Aruch, which, as you'll see, and the Gemara and Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, it's coming off different Yishayim from the Gemara and Samach Dalet Amud Beis. According to the Mechaber, it's only a problem if the blood is found by the yolk, which is near Only in very specific cases. We'll get to explain something very soon. According to the Ramah, and then in that case, when the blood is found in that place, then the blood part of the egg is asur min ha-tayra. This causes that the entire egg is asur to be eaten. And the entire egg, once the blood spot was in that specific part of the entire egg must be thrown out. Even though the only part that's really asur min ha-tayra is the blood, but somehow that blood part connects to the whole egg and makes the whole egg be entirely asur. However, lefi the mechaber, if the blood was not in that specific part of the egg, so then the egg is completely mutter to be eaten. According to the Ramah, no matter where the blood is found, we aser the entire egg. Now, even it happens to be that there are numerous poskim that say that in this case, there's other cases we find across Shulchan Aruch that are similar, but there are those that say that the Ma'aseh of Svardim today, I do fear zech like Ashkenazim in this. Let me just see where this is. And even Bnei Svar, they say the Chido, the Ben Ishchai, they are machmir like the Ramah. They say that in Baghdad, the minig was like the Ramah, that no matter where the blood is found in the egg, we throw out the entire egg. Now, you may be familiar. So because of this, everyone knows that when we cook with eggs, and we add eggs to a, let it be a dough of challah or a cake, no matter what it is, or any other cooking, so we check the eggs. We have somebody who's a yid, who's like over bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, and checks the egg that they should have no blood spots. And if it has a blood spot, we throw out the entire egg. Now, it happens to be that if somebody, the halacha is, if somebody did not check the egg, and they mixed it into the food, and they cooked the food, and now it's obviously impossible to be checked, the halacha is that the food is mutter to be eaten, since most eggs do not have blood spots in them. So we assume that there was no blood spot in it. Similarly, if someone, let's say, has a hard egg, they're eating a hard egg, which very often can't be checked, they just eat the egg. Whoever saw somebody after they cooked hard-boiled eggs started checking the egg. If someone does find the blood spot and it's clear it is blood, they would not be able to eat the egg. But we don't check the eggs. Also, sometimes people eat a whole raw egg. If it's impossible to be checked, hard-boiled eggs or soft, if for some reason it's impossible to be checked. Usually, if it's eaten raw, most people don't, but it should be able to be checked. But if it's a hard-boiled egg, it's cooked in the shell, and then it's eaten, or any other is soft-boiled eggs, but it's boiled, and then it's eaten, and you can't check it. So then you are able to eat the entire egg, and you do not have to worry that it had a blood spot in it. But nevertheless, the halacha is definitely one is supposed to check the eggs for blood spots, and if they do find the blood spot, throw out the entire egg. It's only a problem if the spot is actually red, blood in other words, red or black, but if it's brown, white, or any other color, we are not worried about that blood, about that spot. Now, you all may be familiar with people that have a minhag that when they cook eggs, they cook at least three eggs together. And the reason being, because they're worried that perhaps one of them will have a blood spot. And theoretically, if you know for sure that one of them has a blood spot, if someone would cook one single egg, and we would know for sure it had a blood spot, we would say that since the egg is aser to eat, if there's no shishim in the water that was davar amutter against the egg, the whole pat would become treif and would need hechsher. Now, so what are people doing by that they cook three eggs? They're assuming that even if one of them will be treif, at least two of them will be kosher. And if two are kosher against one, so then we have a roif. And remevatel, the one that was treif with a roif. Two against one is a roif, two kosher ones against one, treif a one, would make a roif, and make it be that roif is mutter. Even though usually we have to have shishim, we usually have to have 60 times against the thing that's aser, since it's dove min b'minoi, so min b'minoi min atoira, that really is batel with chad betray, with one to two, with a roif, as long as it's a majority, even though there's no 60. So eggs are all the same type of flavor. So they're min b'mina, the same type of thing, the same type of flavor. So it's min b'mina, so really min atoira, it's batel chad betray, with just a plain majority, without 60. And it's only midrabbana rabbinically that we have to have 60 times the amount of heter against the amount of iser. So, and in addition to that, like we said, really, for sure, according to the Mechavir, the blood spot only poses a problem if it's found in a very specific place. Even according to the Rambam, the only reason why we aser the egg, according to the Rambam, no matter where the blood spot is found, is only because we are choishish for numerous different shittas and numerous different things, but theoretically, it's always a suffix that even if there would be a blood spot, there are good chances that it would not answer the egg depending on where the blood was. Therefore, the combination of these two things together, since once it's chad betray, once there's a real majority without even 60, it's mutter min atoira only midrabbanan, that's a problem. Together with the fact that even if there would be blood, there's a suffix if the blood is in the spot of which it could pose a halachic problem. So those two things together say that since we don't know that there's a real problem, we would be able to be cash of the pat with two against one. And for that, there is a minug, it's very popular minug, that when the people cook eggs in a pat, they put three eggs in a pat. Some people put always an uneven number. If they'll cook more than three, they'll make it five or seven and the like. So this concludes this shiur, and Beze Hashem, in the next shiur, we'll continue with the laws of battery eggs and the laws of somebody that borrowed a dozen eggs and one turned out to have a blood spot. Are they responsible to return the entire dozen or not? We'll see Beze Hashem in the coming shiur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.